This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dramatic rescue.
The plane needs to be removed and the power lines need to be restrung.
Struggle to get home.
Every single flight has been delayed.
Jay Leno back on stage.
We got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Huh?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A small plane tangled in power lines. A pilot and passenger wait hours to be rescued. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports that drama in Maryland led to power being cut to thousands of people.
Crews first had to clamp power lines to remove any threat of electrocution before they gently maneuvered around the transmission tower to bring down the plane's pilot and one passenger. One of the plane's occupants was greeted by cheers before being wheeled to a waiting ambulance. Both were taken to local trauma centers after suffering serious but not life-threatening injuries, including hypothermia.
We seen the flash of light from the bedroom window. I thought it was lightning at first, and then just heard the pow, and then we came out here and seen the plane.
The collision knocked out power to more than 100,000 customers in the D.C. suburbs, with most service being restored by the morning.
Weather may have been a contributing factor to that situation in Maryland, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us it was one of many issues travelers faced on the return home from Thanksgiving.
From highways,
we've been in traffic all day,
to side streets,
we have hit some pretty dense patches of traffic.
There was no escape from the crush of holiday traffic for millions trying to get back home.
I'm always scared.
Wind and fog caused more than 6,000 flight delays after what had been a fairly smooth travel week.
The flight was supposed to be at 6:50. We didn't take off until 11:30.
Flights were halted in the New York and D.C. areas for hours Sunday as airports expected to have their busiest day since the pandemic.
Retailers promised deep discounts on this Cyber Monday, but industry analyst Bert Flickinger says for some consumers, it may pay to wait until deeper into the holiday shopping season.
Cyber Monday is only expected to do about 11 billion. People are being cautious and waiting for the retailers that are over inventory to get to desperation discounting.
In Houston, public schools are closed today and people are being told to boil tap water before they use it.
The boil water notice is out of an abundance of caution, because the system lost pressure below the regulatory requirement.
Yvonne Williams-Forrest is the city's water chief. That directive is likely to last into tomorrow. Overseas, China's government has faced some of the largest public protests in decades. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says it's over strict pandemic policies.
A man shouts what until now few would even have dared say aloud.
Xi Jinping!
Down with Xi Jinping!
Xi Jinping!
Down with the Communist Party. There were public protests across the country over the weekend in at least 10 cities. Over the weekend, an unknown number of protesters was arrested, including the BBC's cameraman, though he was later released. The protests are by far the biggest challenge yet to Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy, which has battered the economy and locked down hundreds of millions of people.
Iran has been the scene of protests that have focused attention on women's rights. Now Tehran is demanding the U.S. be disqualified from the World Cup for displaying an image of the country's flag without the emblem of the Islamic Republic in social media posts. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The U.S. Soccer Federation briefly posted social media images of Iran's flag without the emblem of the Islamic Republic of Iran at its center. The emblem is the word Allah, or God, in stylized script added to Iran's flag after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. For around 24 hours, the U.S. men's team displayed posts and a Twitter banner of the squad's matches, with the Iranian flag bearing only its green, white, and red stripes. then last night, those images were removed and the emblem is back on the flag. A spokesperson for the U.S. Soccer Federation explained the modified flag was meant to show support for women's rights.
It was meant to be a moment. All the other representations of the flag remain consistent.
The U.S. plays Iran tomorrow and needs a win to survive and advance at the World Cup.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Forecasters say 25 million people in the south central U.S. are in the path of potentially severe weather over the next 2 days as a huge storm system powers in from the Pacific Northwest. Paul Goodlow of the Weather Channel says most of the trouble is likely tomorrow.
East Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi in the zone for severe weather, and maybe even the Twin Cities, pretty close to maybe 3 to 6 inches of snow. Heavier snow in the western Great Lakes and the mountains getting clobbered, but the concern here is severe weather, including tornadoes on Tuesday evening, Tuesday overnight across parts of the lower Mississippi River Valley.
The white gunman who shot and killed 10 people at a supermarket in a mostly black neighborhood in Buffalo is set to plead guilty to murder charges at a court hearing today. That's according to lawyers representing victims' families. Early voting began over the weekend in Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff in 24 counties. Democrat Raphael Warnock urging supporters at a rally.
His truth is marching on. Let's go vote!
He's facing Republican Herschel Walker. Election day is a week from Tuesday. Authorities say NFL free agent Odell Beckham Jr. was removed from an aircraft before takeoff in Miami after he failed to respond to requests to buckle his seatbelt and appeared to be unconscious. Police say they feared he was ill and his condition would worsen during a long flight to L.A. Well, 2 weeks after suffering serious burns in a gasoline fire, Jay Leno performed last night at a Southern California comedy club, making fun at his own expense heading into the show.
The National Enquirer got the story all wrong. They said I was in the hospital because Nancy Pelosi hit me in the head with a hammer. That's not what happened. No, we got 2 shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay. Never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Thank you tonight.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year is gaslighting. Lookups for the word increased 1,700% over the year before.
It was not just a word associated with a single news event, but it was a word looked up frequently every single day of the year. And that volume pushed this word up to the top.
Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski. Merriam-Webster's top definition for gaslighting is the psychological manipulation of a person that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
For some, the holiday season is not complete without picking out a real Christmas tree to fill up a room, even in a year when inflation has sent prices through the ceiling.
It was insane yesterday.
Fred Battenfeld is racking up higher sales this year than last at his Christmas tree farm in Red Hook, New York, despite inflation.
Have you had to raise your prices?
Oh, yeah, we raised ours 10 to 20%. Labor cost is up, fuel cost is up.
That puts last year's average of $75 for a tree at $85 or $90. Still, horse-drawn wagon rides are full of smiling children. Hills are dotted with families armed with handsaws.
That is a blue spruce.
And Santa is a very busy guy.
We're swamped. I was here. I went through two boxes of candy canes.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in Dutchess County, New York.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday, the 28th of November. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.